You're listening to Wholehearted with Jenny Muscatel, bringing you 10-minute wholehearted interviews from people whose lives have been impacted by CHD. Join us each Monday by tuning in to www.christianmix106.com at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear about God in the midst of their stories. This is Jenny Muscatel, and you are listening to Wholehearted, where we have honest, faith-filled conversations with people whose lives have been impacted by CHD. Joining us today is Heart Mom Carly Valentine, who is also a best-selling children's book author and illustrator who creates fun stories by gathering inspiration from her two sons. Carly lives in Utah with her husband and kids and volunteers with various charities that serve children with CHD. Carly, thank you so much for joining us today. I just love your heart, and it has just been such a wonderful experience getting to know you these past couple of years. Can you just share a little bit with our audience about what your relationship is with CHD?
Yeah, thanks for having me too, Jenny. It's a pleasure to be here. So I am a heart mom. I have a heart warrior, and he is 9 years old. He was diagnosed with a rare congenital heart defect called a vascular ring. And the type of vascular ring he has is a right aortic arch with an aberrant left subclavian. But that's kind of a hard thing to say. And so in layman's terms, it just basically meant that part of his aorta was wrapped around his trachea and esophagus, and it was making it hard for him to breathe and swallow normally. And that's how his heart defect was actually diagnosed, because he was having eating problems and breathing problems. And around 18 months, when we introduced solid foods, he had a lot of trouble. He would just projectile vomit a lot of times with whatever we would give him to eat. And he presented like he had croup frequently too, which was really scary and troubling. So we found out that he had a CHD when we took him to our local children's hospital. And before that, I just kind of thought something fairly normal was going on. Like I thought, well, maybe he found something and swallowed it and it was stuck, or I don't know, just more normal type parenting worries that you might have. And we were just kind of taken aback to learn that he had a heart defect, because we were never told that in utero. So it was a big shock. And it's been a crazy journey going through it all. We've definitely had our ups and downs, and it's been difficult quite a bit. But I do think there's a lot of great things that have come from our experience, even if I would choose for him not to have a CHD, obviously. So it's been a good way for me to meet other wonderful people in the CHD community. And we've met some really amazing people as well in doing that, one of them being Jenny here that I'm talking to. So that's a little bit about my family and how I'm connected to the CHD world.
You said, you know, here you are, you're home, you have your little baby, you don't think that anything's wrong. And then all of a sudden, you're expecting one thing, which makes sense. I hear you say, I thought maybe he swallowed something, you know, that's such a natural conclusion to draw. But that's not what the case was. How was it when you found out, gosh, this is actually so much bigger than that? And how did your faith play into that?
You know, it was terrifying. You kind of have like a false sense of security and safety. And people always give you reassurance in the fact that they might say things like, oh, he's just a spitty baby, or, you know, he had too much to eat, or, you know, it's easy to come up with those kind of explanations. And those are kind of like the explanations that you want to believe or you want to be true. But it's terrifying when you suddenly find out that something's seriously wrong with your child. We didn't know much about it since he was diagnosed within like an esophagram, just going to the children's hospital in a lab. So it wasn't like we went right to a cardiologist when we found out. They had speculated, and we kind of pulled that possibility out of him. And then we had to wait quite a while before he was officially diagnosed. In the meantime, between the two appointments, he actually came down with the flu. And so we had to delay the official diagnosis even further out, because they had to intubate him for the procedure to diagnose, and it wasn't safe. So they had to wait till his body recovered fully. And I remember when he had the flu, being terrified that his heart was failing or something, or he was going to die, just because it was so frightening and I didn't know what he had. I'd never had known anybody with a heart defect. So I just thought, oh my gosh, like it was a very, very frightening experience. And I definitely did pray quite a bit to get through it. There were also definitely times where I just felt so angry about the whole thing. I felt angry with God. I felt angry that he would have to go through it. I felt angry for my family. It took some time to kind of pull myself together and regroup and learn to get back into my faith and have it help me get through the situation, because I think it's kind of like a fork in the road when something bad happens, where you can go a couple different paths and you can be angry and you can kind of pull back and get frustrated, or you can figure out ways that you're going to recover, a lot of times being within your faith and asking God for help. And my husband was really great to help me pray with him and find ways to kind of calm my anxiety, because my anxiety was really, honestly, just through the roof. I just constantly worried. Everything my son did, I would just, oh my goodness, why are you doing that? What is that? Is that a problem? Is this a sign that something's happening to you? You know, and it was very scary. So once I finally got back to myself and figured out that I did need to rely on God and that he was going to help me through this, and there was going to be light at the end of the tunnel, I think that was a very helpful healing thing to start a more positive path in our journey to help my son with CHD.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. You know, I hear you say it, but I hear a lot of people say that it's hard for us when we're going through things to understand why, and we might not always understand why. And so it's very natural to have that reaction of like, I'm angry and I don't want this to happen and I don't like this to happen. Jesus himself would get angry about things and he'd be worried about things. And before he came to the place where he was going to be betrayed, before he got crucified on the cross, he was in the garden and he was praying, Lord, let this cup pass from me. And so that's, I think, a very natural response. But you mentioned at some point you hit this fork in the road and you're shifting your mind to this other place of, but wait, I'm going to start praying. Was there something pivotal that kind of, I guess, brought you back to that direction? Or was it a bunch of little things along the way, or all of the above?
So I think one of the biggest things that pulled me into my faith to help me guide me through it was just realizing I can't be like this. Like, I can't fall apart now. My child needs me. He's the most important thing in my life, honestly, him and my husband and my family. And so I wanted to portray positivity and faith and the image that everything was going to be okay and that we were going to get through this. And I think that was very important as a parent, because I feel like if you're anxious and you're negative and you're angry, your kid, whether you think you're hiding it well or not, they pick up on it. Mm-hmm. And my son's always been super sensitive and empathetic, especially. And so I think a big turning point for me was him just noticing, like I would let out like a big sigh and not even realize it just because I was stressed and overwhelmed. And he would say, what's wrong? You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was voicing that kind of internal struggle to him, but he picked up on it really easily. And so that's kind of the turning point where I decided I need to turn this around and figure out what we're going to do to pull out of this in a more positive way and help guide him as well. There were so many little signs that kind of helped me know that I was going towards the right path and a better path for him. We had his first surgery locally in our children's hospital, and I did a lot of research on his specific heart defect, but I wasn't knowledgeable about getting the best care possible at that point. I kind of just put faith in the healthcare system close to us and hoped that since they were the hospital, it was a cardiologist, it was a doctor, that they were going to do whatever he needed and I didn't have to question, and I could just kind of follow them almost blindly in a way and just trust that he would get what he needs and be okay. And not long after the surgery, he had a lot of problems come up. He was still projectile vomiting. He had all these weird spasms happening where we would rush him to the ER because he just wasn't eating and breathing normally after meals sometimes. And it was very scary and stressful because I just felt like that surgery should have fixed it. What is going on, you know? So I continued to research. I just felt like I was being guided to do that. And I read almost every single medical journal on his specific defect. And I was led to a specific cardiothoracic surgeon that works a lot with his heart defect. He wrote a lot of those medical journals himself that come up when you search vascular rings. And I remember in college one night, I wasn't focused at all on my class. Instead, I was sitting there panicked about my son, you know, and I found in one of the articles that I was reading this cardiothoracic surgeon's email. And I just like laid out everything to him, how worried I was, what happened, what surgery he had, asked him if this other thing could be wrong that he had mentioned in his medical journal. And to be completely honest, I really didn't even expect a response. Because I know doctors are busy, but I felt like God was with me and at my side because before my class was over, I had received an email back from that cardiothoracic surgeon. And I was just like floored because it can be so hard to even get in touch with my son's regular doctors. So I was just like, oh my gosh, this busy man got right back to me. Like this is meant to be. I felt like it was so easy. And it was easy for a reason because it was what we were being guided towards to help him and that God was paving the way.
That's awesome. God sure does pave the way, doesn't he? It reminds me of Deuteronomy 31:8, which says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." But what you're saying also reminds me of Isaiah 45:2, where it says, "I will go before you and will level the mountains," because gosh, with CHD, the mountains that you face, I mean, they really feel insurmountable at times, don't they? But he says, "I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places." And God's showing up in that moment, God leading you to read all of those medical journals and reaching out to this doctor, you know, where all logic would tell you, oh, he's probably not going to get back. But God's like, I have an open door for you here. And he leads you to this doctor. And oh my goodness, I can't wait to hear the rest of this story. Friends, join us next week for part two of Carly's wholehearted story. And as always, thank you for listening to Christian Mix 106. Thank you for listening to Wholehearted. Remember to catch new episodes each Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ChristianMix106.com. To learn more about Jenny, you can visit her website at jennymuscatel.com.